You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their visit to a city. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker liked most about the city they visited. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds. Speaker 1.
We spent a day exploring the shops and markets in the city and bought some souvenirs. Then we wanted to see some of the area outside the city and discovered it was easy to get to loads of places by train, including the mountains, where we were told there were great hostels. You can do bushwalks out there, and apparently the scenery is stunning. But it can be dangerous. We were warned to have the right gear and tell other people where we were going. So we decided to give it a miss. Anyway, we weren't short of things to do in the city. We were spoilt for choice.
Speaker 2.
We were pretty tired when we first arrived, so we were glad just to relax. We'd booked late, and I have to say that the room wasn't the best I've stayed in, but we had a view of the lake, which was a real treat. We were really impressed by the forests and mountains around the city. We made good use of the swimming pool, though we were too lazy to go to the famous markets. We didn't take advantage of all the shows either. Lots of people told us how good they were, so that was a pity. And the theatres themselves were supposed to be impressive.
Speaker 3.
One of my main ambitions was to see inside the big concert hall. And in fact, we managed to get into a concert there, which was pretty special. The acoustics were amazing. The city was divided by a river, and getting round had its problems, especially as we didn't really understand the city plan. The best way was the ferries. I was really impressed that they were always on time and provided good views in the city. The trams were good too, and the local commuters seemed happy to chat to us and give us ideas for the best things to do and see. We didn't have time to do everything, though.
Speaker 4.
Before we went, we couldn't decide where to stay. So many people recommended different places, and there seemed to be loads of different and unusual possibilities, like old traditional farms converted into guest houses. So we decided to move around and try something different every couple of nights. That worked out really well, and they were all excellent. Although we'd been told that getting round on the buses was easy and cheap in the city, we decided to rent a car so that we could get out into the countryside. We didn't want to miss out on the views driving along by the ocean.
Speaker 5.
Even though we had a city plan, we got lost several times, especially in the old town where the buildings were quite similar. Though I know some people say getting lost is the best way to get to know a city. We were never short of help, though. Some people were even prepared to walk with us to show us the way, and that was something I'll always remember. Our hotel was all right without being spectacular, and it was a long walk into the evening shows. We took a taxi most times. There was loads to do every day, though, and we certainly weren't bored.
Now you will hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
We spent a day exploring the shops and markets in the city and bought some souvenirs. Then we wanted to see some of the area outside the city and discovered it was easy to get to loads of places by train, including the mountains, where we were told there were great hostels. You can do bushwalks out there, and apparently the scenery is stunning. But it can be dangerous. We were warned to have the right gear and tell other people where we were going, so we decided to give it a miss. Anyway, We weren't short of things to do in the city. We were spoilt for choice.
Speaker 2.
We were pretty tired when we first arrived, so we were glad just to relax. We'd booked late, and I have to say that the room wasn't the best I've stayed in, but we had a view of the lake, which was a real treat. We were really impressed by the forests and mountains around the city. We made good use of the swimming pool, though we were too lazy to go to the famous markets. We didn't take advantage of all the shows either. Lots of people told us how good they were, so that was a pity. And the theatres themselves were supposed to be impressive.
Speaker 3.
One of my main ambitions was to see inside the big concert hall. And in fact, we managed to get into a concert there, which was pretty special. The acoustics were amazing. The city was divided by a river, and getting round had its problems, especially as we didn't really understand the city plan. The best way was the ferries. I was really impressed that they were always on time and provided good views in the city. The trams were good too, and the local commuters seemed happy to chat to us and give us ideas for the best things to do and see. We didn't have time to do everything though.
Speaker 4.
Before we went, we couldn't decide where to stay. So many people recommended different places, and there seemed to be loads of different and unusual possibilities, like old traditional farms converted into guest houses. So we decided to move around and try something different every couple of nights. That worked out really well, and they were all excellent. Although we'd been told that getting round on the buses was easy and cheap in the city, we decided to rent a car so that we could get out into the countryside. We didn't want to miss out on the views driving along by the ocean.
Speaker 5.
Even though we had a city plan, we got lost several times, especially in the old town where the buildings were quite similar. Though I know some people say getting lost is the best way to get to know a city. We were never short of help, though. Some people were even prepared to walk with us to show us the way, and that was something I'll always remember. Our hotel was all right without being spectacular, and it was a long walk into the evening shows. We took a taxi most times. There was loads to do every day, though, and we certainly weren't bored.